smartphones, iPhones. I think they're pretty cool. I like science fiction series like Fringe and Lost, because I think they're just really clever and just really well written. My somewhat unusual music collection, I think, is really cool. Although, I don't think my wife and sons would necessarily agree with me on that. And I carry this thinking over to my views on our church as well. I think we have really cool preaching in this church and excellent messages. I'm not just saying that, you know, because Mike's there. I think we have really cool Christians. We have some really impressive Christians in our midst, in many different ways. I think our singing and our worship is excellent and cool. I think our unity and our racial harmony in the church is cool, you know, and it's really good. I love it. And I apply the same thinking also to the Bible. I think God's creation is cool. I think the Exodus from Egypt was just amazingly impressive and cool. I think Jesus' teaching and authority, and that was one of the things that really struck me when I first read the Bible and really drew me to God. I think that was amazing. You know, Jesus has so much authority. Very cool. The miracles, cool. And the resurrection, I mean, that's amazing. I mean, Jesus was raised from the dead. That's an incredible miracle. And in the book of 1 Corinthians in chapter 11, the Apostle Paul says, in verse 23 to 26, "For I received from the Lord what I also passed on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.'" And when I read that last sentence this week, I did a bit of a double take, because it says, whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. And I was thinking, hang on a minute, Paul, surely you mean his death and his resurrection. You know, that's, why did you stop there? You know, the resurrection is a really cool bit. That's the great bit. You know, it's the great victory, surely, that Jesus rose from the dead. And while the resurrection absolutely backs up Jesus' message, and it absolutely proves, really, that he was the Son of God, Paul didn't mention that. He didn't mention the resurrection. It's just his death. That's not very cool. And then, in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 2, Paul said, "For I resolved to know nothing while I was with you, except Jesus Christ and him crucified." So again, I thought, Paul, come on, you mean crucified and resurrected, right? You know, not just crucified. But Paul just said, him crucified. Now, the thing is, with cool things, they're impressive, they're desirable, they're entertaining, they're exciting. But they don't necessarily demand any meaningful response. The Son of God's death on a cross, sacrificing himself to pay the price for my sins, on the other hand, is shocking. It's moving. It's emotional. It's compelling. It's merciful. It's personal. And it's incredibly loving. I'm definitely more comfortable being wowed by God than being loved, moved, and pursued by God. If I see something impressive, I stop for a moment to observe it, and then I carry on as before. There's no change required. If I truly realize that God sacrificed his Son for me, my only valid response is to change my life, take up my own cross, and follow him. Let's pray. Dear Father God, it's just amazing, God, just what you demonstrated to us through your Son dying on the cross for us, Lord. It's easy for us to kind of just sometimes, it's more comfortable for us to just sort of sit back and applaud, from a distance, the great things that you do or the great things that Jesus did during his lifetime. It's really challenging for us to just be there at the foot of the cross and actually just observe the incredible love, the incredible mercy, and the incredible compassion that you have for all of us, God. And it demands a response, God. And I pray that all of us, God, just really do commit to, taking that on board, God, that we, as we take the bread and the wine now, Father God, which represents Jesus' body and his blood that he shed for us, God, I pray that, it means something to us, God. And I pray that we remember his sacrifice. We remember Just your incredible love for us, Father, and we respond to that, God. Not in lukewarmness, God, but in wholehearted devotion to you, Father. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.